Hello, my lovely listeners. I hope you're all doing very well. I know it's been a very, very long time since I last recorded an episode. I am so sorry to all my listeners. I know I've not been regular, but I hope to be regular this year. At least one episode, 1 month, every month is what I'm aiming at. I know it's not a lot still, but it's still a start. And on that note, I have to wish you all a very happy and healthy 2023. Now, with the start of the new year, I have some amazing professional development that I need to share with you all. So now I have not just the license to practice in India, but also the license to practice in UK. So I am now a licensed clinical psychologist in the UK and India. And of course, you all know, I'm also a certified trauma specialist. And for the new listeners who do not know who this strange voice is of, let me tell you, my name is Shubhika Singh and I'm your host. As already mentioned, I am a clinical psychologist by profession. And this is my podcast, The Indian Shrink. So today we'll be talking about healing. You know, we hear this word healing everywhere. People are talking to nowadays everywhere on social media or in general. Everybody keeps talking about, you know, I'm on my healing journey, I'm on my recovery journey, I am doing so and so things to sort of, feel better about my life choices or, you know, where I am in life. And people have different ways of describing their unique journeys, you know. So in today's topic, I would be discussing about the basics of what healing looks like for anyone who's actually thinking of beginning their journey in, you know, sort of understanding who they are as an individual, unpacking or processing some of the wounds that they might have had or, you know, sort of incurred in their journey so far. And heal from them, most importantly. So basically, it's all about healing, it's all about self-discovery, it's all about recovery, call it whatever you like. The basic idea is that today I'm going to give you some pointers, quick pointers that I feel everybody should know before they start this journey. So let's begin. Number one, I have to stress on the fact that healing is not time framed, like there is no timeline to it. I have so many clients who come to me and, you know, in the first session or after 2 to 3 sessions, they're just very, you know, they're rushed and they want to know that, can you give me a timeline? By when will I recover? By when will this go away? When? And most often than not, I do give them a tentative timeline or like a, you know, a broad ballpark number, but I also stress along with that, that, you know, do not try to be over ambitious if you are really on a healing path, because, you know, healing is not a thing that you do. Healing is rather a relationship that you have with yourself. And like any other relationship, you have to give it time. You have to give it enough commitment and make sure that you focus on the longevity rather than, you know, rushing through it or speeding up the process. The only way to speed up healing is to slow down. I know it's an it's a paradox or it's an oxymoron, but it's just, that's the fact. And I feel like it's very important that you should know this, that you have to take it slow. Just remember, just like any other relationship in your life, healing is very, very unique relationship that you're going to have with yourself, because it's about unpacking and making sense of who you are, what shaped you to become the person that you are today, and how can you become a better version of yourself by not letting the past wounds overwhelm you and control you to a point that you lose grip on yourself and become an unhealthy individual. So basically, you have to give it time and be patient with yourself is the key. Now, point number two is that you will have to fill your cup before you give to others, you know. You cannot share, or you cannot give from, or you cannot pour from an empty cup is what we've always heard. And the best analogy that I can give to that is that, you know, when we are sitting in a flight, we often hear that, you know, the flight attendant saying as an instruction that, you know, if the oxygen masks come down for any particular reason in case of emergency, please first put your oxygen mask and only then you help others. It's the same with healing also. You have to first heal yourself. And I know I did say that healing is a process, it's a journey, and it's going to be lifelong and it's going to take a long time. It's a relationship. But that doesn't mean that there will be moments where you will feel like, oh, I think I'm feeling good about myself, or that, you know, I feel like I have more grip on my life right now. So whenever you have those moments, those are the moments when you can actually be of aid to others. But let's say you're having one of those phases or one of those times when, you know, you are completely soaked in your own issues, trying to work through your own wounds, your own scars, and for some reason other people also need your assistance or help. I don't think it's a good idea to offer help at that time. It's always a good call to sort of excuse yourself, be honest, be genuine, let them know that you're not in a good place, and you will come back when you are in a position to be of help. When you are not in that position, you would not show up authentically, which again is not fair to the other person also, and also to yourself. So I always stress that please remember that you need to be in a good place to first to sort of give your best self or best version to someone else. Number three, I would say it's an offshoot to the point two, is that it's very important that you create boundaries. And when you're going to make boundaries, remember, it is going to make a lot of people uncomfortable. It is going to, you know, you might also lose a lot of people in the process, a lot of relationships in the process, but do it anyway, is what I'm going to stress. You need to learn how to create boundaries, because if you do not create boundaries, I have to say, you will not heal. The first step of healing is you will have to understand what are the places, what are the people, what are the things that created those scars in your life, or created those gaps, or those, that toxicity in your life. And how do you overcome that? How do you block that? How do you move forward from that? And moving forward always has a component of letting go. And I know letting go is not easy for a lot of people, especially people who have attachment issues or who have, had some losses in their life, which have left them scarred in a way that they might feel like they'll end up alone. But then that's again something that they have to work on. That's the part that they have to actually heal from. So it becomes all the more important that I have to stress that boundaries are not just about keeping other people out. Sometimes it's also to keep yourself safe. So you have to, whenever we're talking about healing, the focus is always on you, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, in every aspect. You have to focus that you have to do this for yourself. Only then will you be the person that you are meant to be. So that's the one point that is very, very important. And if you have issues or you struggle with boundary making, I would strongly suggest get into a therapy or take help of someone who is good at boundary making. Ask them, take support, reach out, you know, clarify from people, how can you do this for yourself? It wouldn't take very long, but it wouldn't take very long to learn, but it might take long to execute it. That is something that you have to keep in mind. The fourth point I want to say is that you have to remember that even while you are healing, you can feel whole and complete in between your broken parts, you know. The two can exist together. You can feel a lot of fear and still have that bravery or have that strength to move forward. Two opposite things can exist. It is not, you know, you can still feel happy about someone else's well-being and still feel sad about yourself. So, you know, two opposite emotions can coexist. So that is why I have to stress that during your healing journey also, there might be long phases where you might feel like you're broken, like you're incomplete, or there's something missing in your life, or that there is something that needs to be, you know, still processed or recovered from. But there will, in all of that also, there will be moments, there will be times when you can still feel like you're complete. You don't need anything. You are a whole person. And those are the very moments you have to cherish, you have to embrace, and you have to shine in those moments and magnify them for yourself. That is all what healing is at the end of the day, right? Moving on. The fifth point is that, you know, it's okay to take a break from healing. Sometimes people can get tired. You know, how we sometimes take a break or we take some space from our partners or in our relationships, even from our families for that matter. We go on vacations from our, you know, from our work relationships or from our personal relationships, anything. We always take some space, or we always take breaks for ourselves, a little breather. So you can do that for healing also. Like I stressed, healing is like a relationship with yourself. Sometimes you can just take a chill pill and not be doing all that work all the time. So you can take it easy sometimes for yourself. Point number six would be that, you know, when you're on your healing journey, it's not like when you're healing, you might not accumulate new wounds for yourself, or you might not get scarred or hurt, or new traumas might not come in your life. That's not how it goes. You are living your life on the side, right? So life is going to go as it's supposed to go. You will have hurts, you will have good moments, you will have bad moments, you will have, you know, some unexpected, unfortunate events that might leave you traumatized, scarred, and, you know, just wounded in a way that it might get difficult, or it might pause your healing journey. Or it might also work the other way around, where it might suddenly, you know, it might speed up your healing journey just by default. Not that you're intending to speed it up, but it might just speed it up because suddenly everything will start making more sense to you. So this is also something that can happen, and I think you should just not see your healing journey as, oh, now I'm on my healing journey, or I'm recovering now, so nothing bad can happen. It's not like a shield, okay? So, but what happens is that once you begin your journey of self-discovery, of healing, even if you have future hurts, future unfortunate events, future traumas, whatever, it will get easier for you to bounce back. It will get easier for you to sort of cope, you know, compared to how you were before you began your healing journey. So I think that is something that is an added advantage. And lastly, the seventh point for today is that you have to remember that not everybody is going to support you on your healing journey, on your recovery journey. But you have to remember that you have to continue the journey anyway. I recently watched an interview of Ellen Pompeo on the Drew Barrymore show. And, you know, she spoke very well about this one point where she said that, you know, when you stand up, when you speak out, when you become fearless, do not expect people to get up and applaud you or stand by you, because that is not going to happen. And that is one learning that you have to take away from this whole you know, healing journey or this self-discovery or meeting yourself, I would say. You know, basically at the end of the day, you're meeting yourself by being on this path. So whatever it is, you have to remember, you're doing this for yourself and you need to stand up for yourself. You need to applaud yourself. Other people doing it or not doing it should not make a difference to you. If they do it, very good. Do not still get affected by it. And if they don't do it, I would stress the same. Do not get affected by it. Do not feel demoralized. People do not know your story. People do not know your narratives as well as you know yourself and your narratives and your journey and your story. So you have to remember at the end of the day, this is about you. Like I stressed in the beginning, healing is a relationship that you have with yourself. So on that note, we come to the end of our podcast today. I wish you all a great 2023 going forward. Wishing you all lots of healing, recovery, self-discovery, and all the good vibes that can come your way. And on that note, I'm going to close today's podcast. Stay tuned and keep listening to The Indian Shrink.